Fisher. Then the quantum leap from mind to no mind. Talks given at the Osho Commune International, Pune, India. Discourse number 15.
Beloved Bhagwan, I too said, illusion obstructs the mind. How can illusion be got rid of? Obaku said, creating illusion, getting rid of illusion, both these are illusion, for illusion has no root. It appears by reason of discrimination. If you do not think of contraries, such as ordinary and superior, illusion ceases of itself. And how can you then get rid of it? When there is not a hair's breadth of something to rely on, this is called giving away with both hands and thus receiving Buddhahood. Haikyu said, there being nothing to rely on, how can anything be transmitted? Obaku said, mind is transmitted by mind. Haikyu said, if the mind is transmitted, why do you say there is no such thing as mind? Obaku said, not receiving the law is called transmission of mind. If you understand what this mind is, this is the no mind, the no law. Haikyu said, if there's no mind and no law, how can you talk about transmitting something? Obaku said, when you hear me say transmission of mind, you think of there being a something to transmit. So a patriarch declared, when you realize the nature of mind, you speak of it as a wonderful mystery. Enlightenment is unattainable. When attained, you do not describe it as something known. Obaku said, if I get you to understand this, do you think you could?
Before I discuss the last sutra of this series, I have to say something. One is concerned with the British Parliament. After 2 years, British Parliament is still discussing about me. And the Home Minister lies just like any politician. He said, I was not allowed entry because I could have destroyed the morality, the religion, the characters of the country. In the first place, I had never asked for any entry in England. How can you deny a man who has not asked for entry. I had asked only to remain 6 hours in the night on the International Air Force lounge because my pilot's time for running the jet was finished. He had to take rest by law. From the lounge, in the middle of the night, within 6 hours, how I could manage to destroy the British character? Morality, religion. I had no idea, otherwise I would not have even asked about staying, which was my right. In the lounge, that the British morality, character, religion, all live in the lounge and the international airport. I have not asked for any entry. And I will never ask because Britain is the most barbarous country in this century. They have oppressed almost half the world, raped, murdered, and still they think they have morality, they have religion, they have culture. Even if this Home Minister requests me, I am not going to spit on his face in the British Parliament. I want him to answer to the British Parliament because he has been deceiving his own country by stating a lie. But politicians' whole business is lying. Just today I have received the information that one Arya Samaj leader, Swami Agniveda, is trying for the entry of the untouchables into Hindu temples. It is strange and apparently contradictory but not really so. The Shankaracharya of Puri is preventing that no Harijan can enter into a Hindu temple. And another Hindu leader is trying that they should enter. It appears a contradiction, but it is not. Both are playing politics. Swami Agnives wants them to enter into temples not because he is against the Hindu scriptures and against the whole Hindu tradition, but just because Harijans have 25 crore votes . Poor people oppressed for centuries, not being allowed any education, but at least this much sense needs no education at all, that if a religion does not want you to enter its temples, to read its scriptures, then why be part of such a religion? Every Harijan should get out of the Hindu fold. That will mean they will have 1/4 of the parliament in their hands. Let, for the first time in history, the oppressed, the enslaved, be the ruler. And the women, whether they are Harijan or not, should support Harijan, because they have been also treated in the same way by the Hindus. But it seems man's mind is so irrational. That women are the only people who go to the temples, and these temples have reduced the women to a secondary status than men. Hindu sastras say that the women should be treated just like animals. And if still the women go on worshipping these sastras and going to these temples, thousands of Harijans have been burnt alive down the ages. even today, their whole villages are being burned, their animals, their children, their old people, everybody is burned except young women which are raped. If still they want to go to the temples of the same people, they have to be reminded that you are human beings and religion has nothing to do with temples. Religion has something to find yourself. It is something to know the eternal consciousness in you. It does not need any priest as a mediator between you and existence. But the priesthood all over the world has been enforcing itself that religion is their monopoly. You cannot have direct, intimate love affair with existence. You have to go care of the priest, the Pope. Just few months before, the Pope has created a new sin which has never existed before. The new sin is to confess directly to God. You have to confess to the priest, and the priest will take care of you. He has direct lines with God. The world is tortured by two kinds of people, the politicians and the priests. And both are lying. Neither the priests know what is the truth, because it is not written in the scriptures. And the politicians are just beggars. Suffering from inferiority complex. Trying to be powerful by begging votes. To convince themselves that they are not inferior, they are superior beings. Do you hear all the world giving its support? Unfortunately, even the world are more free than you. All your religions are your imprisonment. They are your chains. If you really want to taste existence and its dance, then you have to renounce not the world, but the religions and their scriptures. You have to renounce the priests, the temples, the synagogues. You have to come directly in contact with your being, because there is the door to the kingdom of God. Everyone individually is capable of rejoicing in this beautiful existence, in the divinity of everything that is. No temples are needed, no statues are needed, no scriptures are needed. What is needed is a deep silence and a search within yourself. I would like to say to the Harijans of this country, please get out of the Hindu fold. And the women also should not support Hinduism, because Hinduism has been murdering thousands of women in the name of Sati Pratha. This is the ugliest thing that anybody can do. Forcing millions of women down the centuries to be burned alive on their husband's funeral fire. This is not religiousness. This is simply male chauvinistic bondage on women, on the poor, on the oppressed. We have been waiting for 300 years how to get rid of British Empire. They exploited this country to such a point that the Prime Minister under which India became independent, Italy, sent Mountbatten as Governor General of India with a message that made this country free quickly, otherwise all its poverty, all its exploding population, all its starving millions will be our burden. Be quick. He has given exact date. But by that date, we should move out they suck the blood of the country, and their home ministers think they are religious people. They murdered and corrupted almost half the humanity without any concern for life. and I cannot stay on their airport for 6 hours. And why they stayed in this country for 300 years? What right they had? And the same applies to the Brahmin. What right they have that they should prevent the oppressed of the centuries from entering even into temples? What harm they can do? But the whole history of religion is just a history of bloodshed. A better humanity will be without organized religions. A better humanity will respect the individual, will not take the dignity of anyone, man or woman, black or white. Religiousness is something concerned with freedom, concerned with consciousness, concerned with exploring the divine spread all over the place, in the trees and in the stars, in the birds, in the rivers and in the mountains. It is one soul. We are part of it. Nobody is born a Hindu or a Mohammedan. Christian or communist. Everybody is born as an innocent. To gain that innocence again is my whole effort here. I call this place to be really holy and sacred. All other temples are only so called. They are profane, because they have been committing all kinds of crimes against the growth of humanity, its spirituality, its love, its intelligence. These sutras are concerned with authentic religion. They are concerned with you in your deepest consciousness, in your flower, as individual roses. I too said, illusion obstructs the mind. How can illusion be got rid of? The question seems to be relevant and logical. Because all the Buddhas, all the awakened ones have said that illusion obstructs the mind. Mind with a capital M, it means consciousness, not your small mind, but the mind of the whole existence. In English, it is a poor language in comparison to Sanskrit. Particularly as far as religious experience is concerned, Sanskrit has a dozen names for different qualities of consciousness, just as Eskimos have 12 names for eyes. No other language need. Eskimos know different qualities. They have lived for centuries in the snow. Only in this country, few people have blossomed to the moment where they have no more bodies and no more your small mind, but have become the very mind of the universe. The question Haiku is asking is relevant. Illusion obstructs, so says all the Buddhas. How can illusion be got rid of? Obviously, he is asking for a method, a technique. And there is where people get lost. You cannot get rid of illusions. Can you get rid of your dream? When you are dreaming, you cannot get out of it and get back into it. One night, Mulla Nasruddin nudged his wife in the middle of the night, "Bring my glasses, quick!" The wife said, "What is the matter? What you are going to do in the night with glasses?" He said, "Don't argue, argument in the day. Just now bring the glasses." I was seeing such a beautiful woman. And you know my eyesight is not good. He put on his glasses and tried hard to find the woman, but could not find. Only found that his wife is laughing, that you are an idiot. Even in your sleep, you are an idiot. You cannot throw a dream. You cannot create it. You cannot discreate it. But you can still get out of it by becoming aware, just by jumping out of the bed. Obaku said to Haiku's question, creating illusion, getting rid of illusion, both these are illusion. But illusion has no root. It appears by reason of discrimination. If you do not think of contraries, such as ordinary and superior, the Sudra and the Brahmin, the black and the white, illusion ceases of itself. And how can you then get rid of it when it has ceased? Do you ask when you wake up how to get rid of the dream? I was just seeing. Once you are awake, you never ask. Not a single person in the whole history has ever asked when he is awake. He is out of the dream. There is no question of getting rid of. The very idea of getting rid of means you are still having it. This is a very significant statement by Obaku, that illusion is illusion, getting rid of illusion is illusion. Just be awake. There is no need to get rid of. Illusion is just writing in the air. Soap bubbles. When there is not a hair of breath of something to rely on, this is called giving away with both hands and thus receiving Buddhahood. This is a vain expression. Giving by both hands means giving totally, not half-heartedly. Your both hands represent your totality. Your mind is divided into two parts. The right hand represents your left mind. The left hand represents your right mind. Just crosswise they are connected. So it is just a symbol of totality, giving by both hands, keeping nothing behind, holding nothing. And the man who can give himself to existence with both hands, awake, becomes a Buddha himself. Giving away with both hands and thus receiving Buddhahood. Don't be deceived by language. It is the poverty of language that words have to be used which are not correct. Receiving Buddhahood, the word receiving is not right because it does not come from somewhere else. If I was to say in place of Obaku, I will say, open your both hands and you are the Buddha. Your clinging, your greed, your holding things is the only problem. Just be as open as the sky, and Buddhahood blossoms in your being. Haiku said, there being nothing to rely on, how can anything be transmitted? He seems to be of a philosophical mind. His questions are logical, but then our existence, our being, are simply there without any logic. He is asking, there being nothing to rely on, how can anything be transmitted? Obaku said, mind with a capital M. The translation should be, consciousness is transmitted by consciousness. That's what he is meaning by writing mind with capital M. When there is silence and no small mind, no thinking, no thought, when there is open space, suddenly two open spaces become one without any effort, because there is no way to keep them separate. Can you keep two open spaces separate? Haiku said, if the mind is transmitted, why do you say there is no such thing as mind? Haiku does not understand the difference between a mind with a small M and the mind with a capital M. And the translator does not understand either that for the capital M mind, something else should be used, consciousness, awareness, watchfulness, but don't use the same word, because that creates unnecessary confusion. There is no such thing as the small mind. It is just dust gathered on the mirror. Just cleans the mirror and the mirror starts reflecting all the stars and the moon in the sky. What are your thoughts except dust? Every evening we try to dust out as much as possible Because we have been gathering dust for centuries, for many lives. Thick layers are sitting upon our consciousness. And anyway, every day, if you don't dust the mirror, it will be covered with dust as time passes. Dust gathers again. You have to cleanse your mirror every day. And as far as your consciousness is concerned, you have to cleanse it every moment. Don't allow any thought to settle in your consciousness. Every thought corrupts. Be without any thinking, just a pure opening, a clarity. That is what is meant by meditation. Obaku said, not receiving the law is called transmission of mind. If you understand what this mind is, this is no mind, the no law. It is difficult to understand the language because it is very special language of Zen. If you are aware, there is no mind, and there is no dharma, there is no religion either. You are drowned in the music of the cosmos. Your heartbeat becomes part of the universal heartbeat. But poor haiku seems to be stuck with his logical mind. He says, if there is no mind and no law, how can you talk about transmitting something? He goes on insisting again and again. Seems to be absolutely incapable of going beyond logic. Obaku said, when you hear me say transmission of mind, you think of there being a something to transmit. Transmitting consciousness is neither transmitting nor giving. It is just a way to say something which is not available to language. I can look into your eyes, and this is transformation, and this is transmission. In this silence, I am giving you with both my hands your Buddhahood. I am not giving anything, but only waking you up. I am reminded of a small but one of the most beautiful stories. One morning, Shankaru woke up and his disciples were very much said because they saw Shankaru weeping. They had never seen him even being sad. Here something really bad has happened. They asked, what is the matter? How we can help you? Shankaru said, I don't think you can help me. I have got into a trouble. I will tell you if you can do something. Just few minutes before I was asleep, and in sleep I saw I have become a butterfly. The disciples started laughing. They said, about a dream, becoming a butterfly in a dream, and you are making so much fuss about it, and you are one of the greatest masters. Shankaru said, you have not understood. The problem is not so simple. The problem is that if Shankaru in his dream can become a butterfly can become Shankaru in her dream. Now the problem is, who am I? Shankaru or butterfly? Now the disciples became aware that this is certainly a difficult problem to solve. They started dispersing outside the hut. There is no point here because this man is crazy, but his question is right. If Shankaru can become a butterfly, then certainly there is no barrier for a butterfly to have a good afternoon nap and become Shankaru. His chief disciple Lihikazu was gone out. He came back, saw other disciples outside the hut of Shankaru, sitting very sad, and they said, we were waiting for you. Our master is in a difficulty. We cannot help. Perhaps you may be able to do something. He said, what is the problem? They told him the problem. He said, I am coming. They said, where are you going? The master is inside. He said, I am going to the well. Said, this seems to be strange. The master is suffering with tears. Shankaru was waiting for linkage. Perhaps he can solve the problem, and he solved it. He went to the well, winter time, cold water, brought a bucket full of water and poured over Chuankazu. And Chuankazu said, "Wait, wait, I'm Chuankazu, wait." He said, "Just get right out the bed. Otherwise I will have to go and bring another bucket of ice cold water." Just I have been gone out and you started torturing other disciples. Ask me the question. Chuankazu said, "There is no question, just pull that bucket out. The butterfly has gone. The water is too cold." All that you need is cold water to be thrown into your eyes. Nothing has to be transmitted. Just you have to be awakened. When you realize the nature of ultimate mind, the very consciousness of existence, you speak of it as a wonderful mystery, not as a problem. Enlightenment is unattainable. When attained, you do not describe it as something known. Enlightenment is unattainable because you are already enlightened. Just you have forgotten it. The question is not of attaining it, the question is simply remembering it. And when you remember it, you don't have to say anything about it, because anything said about it is wrong. No word can contain your spirituality. No word can contain your inner light. No word can contain your immortality. Obaku said, "If I get you to understand this, do you think you could?" I am also asking the same question to you all. Can you drop the idea of attainment and just be? Can you forget any effort to attain, to know, to inquire, and just be a luminous being? And you have found the indescribable, the mysterious, the very truth of our existence, the meaning and the significance. Basso wrote a poem about this dialogue, "Separated we shall be, forever my friend, like the wild geese lost in the clouds." Basso is saying that if you think through the mind and the logic, separated we shall be from our own being and from the being of existence, which are not two things. A dew drop has in it the whole ocean. Another master, Dogen, wrote about the previous dialogue, 54 years I have hung the sky with a star. Now I'll leap through what settling. He says that I have been decorating my mind for 50 years, and now, knowing that I am not the mind, what settling? But also, what freedom? Another master, Sunaku, after the spring song, vast emptiness, no holiness, comes the song of snow wind along the Yangtze River. Late at night, I too play the noteless flute of story. Piercing the mountains with its sound, the river Manisa is asking, beloved Bhagwan, is nothing all we can rely on? Manisha, there is no need to rely on anything because you are all. In the ultimate sense, all and nothing are synonymous. The day you will become awakened, you will know nothing and all are two names of the same experience. Positively you can say I am all, negatively you can say I am nothing. But you are both, because they are not two. This is the ultimate experience brought into language. Difficult it is to bring it into language, but it comes in silence very easily without even making sound of what it says. In silence it comes without any whispering. Before we enter this silence, where you are all and nothing, the bamboos are waiting in silence for two jokes. Too much silence. Poor bamboos remain 24 hours waiting for you, hoping that Sardar Gurdayal Singh will be coming, and he comes. Two southern rednecks and Kovalevsky are removed from Mississippi courtroom after being sentenced. In the prison truck, one redneck turns to the other and asks, "What did I get? Two goddamn years for beating a polar?" The first redneck groans, but he adds more cheerfully, "I will be out in 6 months with good behavior. What did you get? Three goddamn years for beating an entire Polak family. But I will be out in 10 months with good behavior," says the second redneck. After a short silence, they both turn to Kovalevsky and ask what he got. "Life," replies Kovalevsky. "I got life for riding my bike without light." But Kovalevsky brightens. "I should be out in 15 years. It was not even dark." Sarjano goes to see Dr. Azima in the medical center. "Doctor," says Sarjano, "I think I got a flying crab." Azima is amazed and takes it there. Sarjano anxiously awaits the result. He is dismayed to see Azima come back with his sad look on his face. "I am a sorry Sarjano," says Azima, "but I have some good news and some bad news. Give me the good news." replies Arjuna. The good news, says Arjuna, is that those flying crabs you had turned out to be a fruit fly, greater Christ Arjuna. And what about the bad news? I am sorry, says Arjuna, but the better news is your banana is dead. Papaya, pineapple, is standing naked on the floor, talking endlessly. Swami Deva coconut is lying naked at her feet. My life is empty, cries Papaya pineapple. It is a mockery. I am nothing. Just a fakage, a shell, a dead and useless thing. I am 26 years old and I have never had a meaningful relationship, never had a truly meaningful relationship. I could not admit that, I suppose. It is very humiliating. I have passed from one shallow sexual episode to another. That is the story of my entire life. One shallow clutching incident after another. My relationships have no deep, lasting significance. If I could just once lie down and have something meaningful happen. Coconut replied from the floor, have you ever tried talking less and lying down sooner? Springs, Dr. Slope and Dr. Feelgood are discussing a patient. I was having great success with Mr. Philpott, says Slope. When he first came to me, he was suffering from a massive inferiority complex. He thought that he was too small, which of course was all nonsense. So how did you treat him? Asked Feelgood. I started out with intensive analysis, replied Slope. Then I moved him on to group therapy. I convinced him that many of the world's greatest leaders were men of a small physical stature. It was a pity. I really hated losing Mr. Philpott. What do you mean? Inquired Feelgood. How did you lose him? A terrible accident, a tragedy, replied Slope. The cat ate him. Gita gives the drum for everybody to go crazy. This is the only temple. A gem, a quantum leap from mind to no mind. In this silence, you are the Buddha. In this silence opens the lotus of your being. Deeper and deeper. Don't be afraid, you are going into yourself. There is no question of being afraid. Fearlessly penetrate to the deepest core to help them, Rupesh. Give the beat and everyone dies completely. Let the body breathe, but you simply become the center of your innermost being. This is the truth. This is the most blissful moment. Carry this space as an undercurrent 24 hours. Like a fragrance surrounding you. In every of your actions, let this silence penetrate and make it graceful. Come back to life absolutely new, as if you are just born, fresh, knowing nothing, open hand. And you have completed the pilgrimage from animal to the ultimate consciousness of being a Buddha, the awakened one. Okay, Manisha?
Yes, Bhagavan.
Can we celebrate so many Buddhas together?